if you ask me how he composed, I have no idea. I just know what he liked, where he got ideas from. For instance, Night at the Opera, the Marx Brothers. Groucho Marx has got this tiny, 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 tiny little cabin. And he's, of course, with his, you know, there's a stowaway in there, and there's Harpo Marx, and there's Chico Marx, and all this. And so he goes out of the room, and he says,
Stu!
Yes, sir.
I say, Stu.
Yes, sir.
What am I got? Stuart, can I order something?
Orange juice, grape juice, pineapple juice.
Hey, turn off the juice before I get electrocuted.
So he starts ordering eggs.
And, two fried eggs, two poached eggs, two scrambled eggs, and two medium boiled.
And two boiled eggs.
Two hard-boiled eggs.
And Chico says, and two boiled
two
eggs.
Hard-boiled
so this and that and this and that and this and that and this. He orders and orders and orders and orders.
And one duck egg.
He goes back into the cabin, oh, and then sure, start right. Coming a stream of
yes.
People.
We've come to make up your room.
Somebody to do manicure, the engineer to repair the heating.
Get in the room. Come on in, girls, and leave all hope behind.
The eggs start coming in and all this by about 10 waiters and all this. Till the room gets so crowded that you just feel everybody on top of each other. And he says, this inspired me to write a movement from the piano concerto. It has to be the fourth movement, which is his fractal piece, which starts with a little motive and then another little motive. And then it gets very, very, very crowded and very, very complex. So everybody calls this the fractal movement, but it's actually the boiled egg movement, you see?
Stuart? Ah, come right ahead.
And he told me that one day.
Hey, I got the food. Waiting all afternoon. Come on.
He wasn't reading Xenakis or Boulez or whatever. He was looking at this movie and he says, wonderful!